Welcome to Said It Out Loud podcast, and I'm your host, Lady Constance or Queenie, whichever works for you. I have just recently realized that the second half has started and I wasn't podcasting at that time. Okay, I was, but you all get it. And I have just decided this episode will be a recap of my first half. Because, like, bruh, we are in the second half. Has anyone realized how life is flying? And it's insane because unakimbia unaenda wapi? After that, you want me to grow old that fast? No, the future is inakuja haraka. Inakuja ikiendelea ikikuja, if you know the whole cycle and everything. Anyway, a recap on my first half. How I started... I started so slow and I didn't even know what I was supposed to do, but luckily there was the whole process until now, how I have reached and where I have reached. I can actually be grateful and I can sit down and say there's a lot of change that has happened, and not only in terms of my growth and everything, but also in terms of who I am as a person, how I represent myself out there. I will not lie and pretend imekuja 100% and right now I'm a 100% different person. I think it's a gradual process. It actually is a gradual process, and that's the whole thing about growth. It's so beautiful like that, because you get to experience different versions of you. You get to experience different things at different times, because there was a time I was experiencing a certain type of lifestyle that right now I can't experience, but at least I got the chance to experience that and know how it feels to be in that situation. So sahi, even though I am experiencing something different, I've already had another experience. And that's the best part about life. It comes with different levels in life. We experience them differently though, and at different times, which is very much okay. And that brings me to a point. So let me remind you again that Unleashing Odds podcast is back. But when we were having a conversation on the first episode of season 4, there's this part Oprah called me childish. No, she said I used to be childish. And so, sir, I will not even lie. I thought about that a couple of times with so many reasons, with so many perspectives of how that could have been brought out. But my answer to all of that I did not have at that time, this is just a by the way, it brings me back to the whole we experience life differently at different stages, at different times. So whatever I was experiencing at that time, yes, it may have been childish to a couple of people, and which is very much fine, because there's also something someone can do and he's older than me, and I'll be like, oh brah, you're childish. So yes, I have taken it. I will just not take it as the description of Ati, I was childish. No, I feel like there's a better way to describe that. Because, say, I was 19. I was definitely going to do a couple... I was doing what 19-year-olds do. That's just it. I was doing what 19-year-olds do, or I was doing what a 19-year-old would have done. Maybe not all 19-year-olds do that, but a 19-year-old would have done. So I was basically acting my age, just as I said it. I kind of overthought it. A bit, but not really, because it was just I took it as the space and opportunity for me to sit down and reflect. Okay, fine, you meant this, is it true? Let me see how you could have meant it. And I gave out my own point of view, I gave out my own description, I gave it to myself, and I gave out my own definition of what really was. Because if you remember from last episode, we were talking about how people are different. I emphasized on that. People are different. And now, that's the thing. How you'll define something. And also, don't let someone define you. Actually, that's the main thing I was talking about. Don't let anyone define you. So as much as you will need the external source to validate you or to tell you who you are that you didn't know you are, don't let it be that, Tessa, I've given you that chance to define me, to say that really that is how I am. I have to go back, sit down, reflect on it and see, do I really agree with you on this? Because you might be saying it and it's fine. That's what you've received. That's your opinion. But in my defense, not even defense, in my point of view and who I was maybe like back then, was I really being childish? Was that the whole point of me being childish? Or was it just that, you know what? I was being myself. I was acting my age. So this is what I feel and this is what you feel. And this is what I take to define myself, or I take to define my future self. And I mean, not... this is just content, bruh. This is content. And I mean, who wouldn't define their future self as childish or immature? Think about it. Let's go on with the whole reflection of who I was, or not, would I put it as reflection? No, I'll just put it as how life has been lately. And I already started mentioning it, and that's what I was saying. This will be a continuation of last the episode before this one. At this point, I can't even say last week's episode, but the episode before this one. And I started by saying I realized that I should be ready at by all times. I am still taking time to adjust that, to that, and to really know what it means to be ready. And also depending on the dynamics, because there's a time I might say I'm not ready, and yet I was ready. So I also need to be able to define to myself what being ready is. So I am still in the process of doing that. Then I also mentioned something in Unleashing Odds, that uncomfortability means growth, or it means room for growth. Because when you're comfortable, like they always say, being in your comfort zone, when you're comfortable, you don't really feel, unless you're 100% disciplined, you don't feel really, and we're human beings, you don't feel the need to push yourself more, because already, okay, what's the meaning of being comfortable? You don't want to move out of there. You are contented with being there, uko cozy, uko settled. You haven't even thought about getting out of that. And now you see, if you don't feel the need to get out of that, that means you're going to be stagnant for a while. And maybe this explains why my past relationship, nilikuwa tu, like both of us, let me just speak for both of us tulikuwa tu. It's because we had reached a point of comfortability and we were comfortable and contented there, and yet we hadn't even reached anywhere. There was so much more to look up to. There was so much more waiting for us out there. But because we were comfortable, we couldn't even see that it was there. Maybe it's not the same for the other party, or maybe they haven't seen it, but I already saw it. And that is why after the whole pivoting, if you know, you know, after the whole change, after the whole switch, there's been a lot of change, and it felt drastic. Not because I wasn't growing, I was stagnant 100%. No, but it's because the rate of growth at that point in my life was very slow. The rate was very slow. And when I was reflecting on it, and every time I keep on reflecting on it, I always validate myself and say, I was right. I knew what I was saying. I knew what I saw. And that's the thing. That's just like a whole example of the whole being comfortable in your comfort zone. So right now I am pushing myself to get out of that bubble, no matter what situation it is. If I'm in school, if I'm like at work, if I'm with whatever dynamic, if I feel I'm given two options, and one option is something I'm already used to and it's giving comfortability, because if you're used to something, you'll be comfortable. And the other option is giving try. It's something new. It's something you're not used to. So definitely there'll be uncomfortability, maybe some fear of unknown and everything like that. That's what I'm going to jump to. It's not as easy as it sounds right now, but I am trying. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to be pushing myself to it and reminding myself, I chose this year that I'm getting out of my comfort zone. So, oh no. Watch a twin in the lake, you're silent, it's fine. So, the fact that I started the year with saying, I'm going to do this and this and this, this is going to be my theme, blah, blah, blah. This thing switched. In the midst of all of it, in the midst of all of that, I ended up having new things. Because, like you see, when I'm telling you, I have decided to... This is almost, let's say, like, it has become a mid-year resolution. I think so, something like that. Because it's something I just started telling myself, like, not more than 2 months ago, I think. Or if you are max 3 months ago, is when I started telling myself that. So, you see, I started the year telling myself... this and this and this is who I'm going to be. But sorry, Koni, I am not a prophet. As much as I am going to say this is what I want you to be, and yes, I'll be manifesting it, I haven't been able to see everything that was going to come into my life. And right now, the things that I am experiencing, and I did not expect them to happen, or rather, I did not expect them to happen the way they have been happening. And I knew that was serious when I was checking my vision board. And let me tell you, when I was doing that vision board, for a moment, it felt like right now when I look back, it felt like I was just placing pictures. You know, the kind of, it's a manifestation, you think about it, but you don't think about it a lot. Yes. So I just put them randomly and I was like, I want this. Okay, I want this. Because if I get to do next year's vision board, how I will do it and how I did it last year, it's going to be differently. How I'm going to, maybe the depth of how I'm going to do it, of what I'm going to do, and just how I'm going to handle it is going to be very different. I was just placing pictures, yes, but let me tell you, some of those pictures have really come to reality. My vision board has come to reality. Hand of applause for that. And it feels nice seeing that, honestly. It feels delulu, but it's the truth. It's something I wasn't expecting. And so sometimes when, because it's a wallpaper of my lapi, and so sometimes when I'm watching, when I decide, let me take a few minutes to just look at this vision board, I look and I realize, wait, I just made this happen. Maybe not like exactly like this picture, but it's connected to this picture. Does that mean something? I don't know. Basically, doing a vision board is another form of manifestation. That is something I have also come to learn. Because, tell me why, it's something, it's a wallpaper for you. You get to see it every day. Because most of us open our laptops every day, even if it's like 10 to 30 minutes. So you get to see it every day. It's something you wanted. Now you keep... The power of manifestation. Love it. If you saw my vision, but it's so aesthetical. I love it. But next year's is going to be cuter than this year's. That's the whole point. That's what we call growth. And it's going to bring out a me also. Speaking about the first year, there is something else. Something else I was trying. I am still trying. I had started it in the first year. The first half, I mean, and it's changing aesthetics. That's, I think aesthetics and aura come together, if I'm not wrong. And yes, I'll put it as aesthetics more than aura, because how do you even start changing your aura? But your aesthetics influences your aura, if you ask me. So yes, change of aesthetics. I started trying to change my aesthetics. That means the main thing here was changing my whole wardrobe. Let me tell you. It was a success. And in the process of it all, because it wasn't something I was going to change, I start this week and by next week I'm done. No, it took months. And I still think, actually, I don't think, it's still in the process. It's still, because in the process also, I still get to learn what I like to wear, what makes me feel comfortable, what makes me feel confident, what compliments my body, what makes me feel this type of way. Because honestly, your outfit changes or affects your mood, if you ask me. Personally, it does for me. My outfit affects my mood. So how I wear, if I'm really going to wear like a baddie, I will feel like a baddie. If that day I was dressing but I'm not sure about the outfit, I will be confused. I will be insecure. My confidence level will be in hell. Because when I was wearing it and I was done looking at myself in the mirror, I concluded, I'm not really sure about this outfit. And what made it worse is I left the house looking like that, yet I was confused and not sure about that outfit. But most of the times, if I have reached that point, it's because anyway, I am late or I don't know. It's just a decision. I decided I am not changing. This is what I'm going to dress. And sometimes out there, it ends up messing me because sasa, I'm not 100% in my element, because maybe I'm like, what if, you know, there's so many what ifs. I saw someone that it was saying, what if became, like now the what if, the whatever comes after the what if is something positive instead of something negative. Because most of the times when we're asking ourselves what if, it's usually a negative statement that comes after. So this time round, it should be, what if I get that job? What if they accept me? What if it turns out to work out? You know. So yes, practice more or keep on doing more on what if with the positive instead of the negative. We said here, I don't remember saying, but we said here, we are not accepting negative vibes. We are saying bye to negative vibes. And this is how we start. Or this is the process of going on. And yes, that has been another thing I'm trying on, changing my whole, not my whole wardrobe per se, but I'm switching from this kind of person to this kind of person. Because, you know, the other thing about how you dress, it definitely determines how, let's say 95% determines how people are going to perceive you, how people are going to see you as. If you ask me, I remember I saw somewhere, was it on TikTok, that this guy was saying, when somebody meets you for the first time, there's usually the 3 tens. The first 10 minutes of how you speak, the first 10 seconds, okay, let's start with seconds. The first 10 seconds of how you look, the first 10 minutes of how you speak, and the first 10 minutes of, I can't remember, I keep on forgetting that third one, I don't know why. Maybe hiyo ndo inafanya life yangu stop for a while, because nimeshaisahau. I will go back and look for it, then come back here and tell you guys. But at least those two I remember, which is very true. If you really think about it, when you meet somebody for the first time, you scrutinize them with how they look. That's even the first thing. Because before you even start talking, I have already judged you by how you look. Not necessarily judge, but I have already received a certain type of energy from you. Then now when you start speaking, you go on invalidating how I've perceived you. And maybe there are things I need to change from how I perceived you in the first place, because now hapondo ina talk about it a lot. And now after that, you will get, because for real, it's 10 minutes is actually enough for me personally to be able to understand this person, but not like understand 100% at he. Now I'm able to know that you come from a single parent family. Now I'm able to know that you are the firstborn daughter of the family. Not really, but at least I'll be able to understand your character, and I'll be able to understand if this is somebody who we can relate to and how we can relate to with each other. Can I have you like as a friend, or can I have you as somebody I would like to look up to? So yes, personally, 10 minutes is enough for me to be able to relate with somebody and know how we might be able to go far with whatever relationship this is already. How did I get to that? Oh, how I'm changing my aesthetic. So yes, high chances it might not be very evident, because like I said, this is a gradual thing. I'm not going to switch from just 0 to 100. No, I have my own process that I am defining, and it has to take time, pole pole, because in the process I am still learning and I'm still getting to understand if this works for me, if this doesn't work for me. If it does, I'm staying with it. If it doesn't, bye bye, you can work for someone else. So that's also another thing that I have been working on. Another thing, this is basically just the whole how I've experienced my first half of the year of 2020 me, and for real it has been 2020 me. I have taken a lot of time to myself, a lot. For a moment it even feels like it has been too much, but I'm not going to invalidate my feelings on that. It has not been too much. It has been there for a reason, and I have been doing it for a reason. So yes, I haven't been relating with a lot of people as I used to, because I just needed that time to just stay with me and realize. And let me tell you, it's weird, but it's weird. I am enjoying this whole single life, bruh. I'm really enjoying it, and it's crazy because I didn't think I am. But I won't lie, for sometimes I usually find myself, Nicole, it's getting lonely here. Then I sit and remind myself why I'm doing this in the first place. And because let me tell you, I already know. If I decide I'm going to get into a relationship, high chances, I'm not saying 100%, but there's some chances that the pattern will be the same, maybe not 100%, but it's because I'm still not yet done. Let me just say I may not be ready. So I'm not going to gaslight myself into being ready, unless I get a certain type of man. Because there's a certain type of man. As in, if that comes my way, let me tell you, I will not even think twice. I will work my best for you. Okay, not necessarily for you, but yes, for this not to end, because that's a valid thing. I was telling my friend Jana, I still believe in, you have a soulmate, you have somebody out there who is meant for you. I personally believe in that, and sijampata bado, and I know for sure I will get that person, because where I am going to be at that time, anakuja ama anafa kukuja, I will be ready and I will be able to acknowledge the fact that you were meant for me, you're for me. So yes, I 100% believe in that. So if you don't, please come to me. I talk to you. You can't tell me there's nobody meant for you. Okay, yes, there's this thing called you can have multiple soulmates, which is very true. You can have multiple soulmates, because what's the whole point about soulmates? A soulmate is supposed to just be not with the word comfort zone. Okay, not necessarily comfort zone, but my soulmate is supposed to be my safe haven. It's supposed to be almost alike like me, but yet so different at the same time. But we are able to go about, or we are able to navigate around the whole differences between the both of us. A soulmate is just somebody meant for you. As in, there are people who are in your life and you're there telling yourself, hey, anyway, have you ever been... at a certain point in life and you tell yourself, bruh, this one is meant for me. But that's the thing with having soulmates, a couple of soulmates. I don't believe in one soulmate, but not that ati you're supposed to come to me at the same, all of you coming to me at one time in life. No, they come in different times, they come in different stages of your life. So I might have a soulmate at this moment of my life, then I might discover my other soulmate in this other time of life. Then I feel like now there's those soulmates that are just there to be with you, like till the end of times, as in not me sounding Delulu at this point, but yes, at least that is what I believe in. So I really believe in strong connections. I believe in connections, no matter the kind of connection, because that is what will also determine the longevity of your relationship between whoever it is you are with. Anyway, let's go ahead to talk about first year. Why am I saying first year? I understand I'm still in campus, but please, the last time I spoke about that word like that, ilikuwa kitambo sana. First half of the year, first half of 2023. The first half of 2023 has... I'm about to say an obvious thing, but has been short AF. Yes, it's been short as fuck. Because tell me why we just started January the other day and now it's July. July is actually ending and we have just started July. Let me tell you something. This first half has also come with new experiences for me. I went to Taita just the other day. I think 2 weeks ago. Am I Jafika 2 weeks? No, it's, I think, 2 weeks ago. A day like this, though, tulikuwa tunarudi. So, 2 weeks ago, if I'm doing my math right. And this is something new I experienced. And I also got to learn a few things from that. So, we went to a children's home because it was midterm. And now, you see now the thing with children's home during midterm and holidays, these people will just be in the home spending time with each other. So, it's almost like a monotonous thing at the same time. So this NGO was like, let's go and keep these kids company. Let's go and mentor them in the process. Let's go have fun with them. Unajua, because all of that, when it's happening, at least they end up forgetting, bruh, we are orphans. This is what happens. No. And that experience, we went there for 2 days, like 2 full days to just spend time with them, mentor them, play games with them. And it was fun. It was really fun. Because tell me why, I, as an only child, I got to sit with a lot of kids. Because our total wanafika 40, but definitely, I interacted with all of them. But sometimes, unapata you interact with even 10 at a go. And these 10 are the kids, like the small, small ones. The ones who are max 10. Ata 10 ni mob. Because 10, unajua washanza ku grow. They're not there a lot, like, where there's grown-ups, you know. So, yes, tell me how I got to experience these kids and I was okay with it. I have never been a kids person. I don't even know how to deal with kids. Sometimes I'm even asking myself, how am I supposed to deal with kids? What am I supposed to do exactly? But first day, I was struggling. I was struggling the hell out of me. I was really struggling. But I don't think anyone could tell. Ama, if they could, it wasn't that obvious. Like, them, the kids couldn't really tell. But sasa, if there's somebody who could tell, I'm sorry. I could have avoided it, but I couldn't because it is not my fault. I did not want it to happen like this. Now, day two, I adjusted. Adi, it reached a point I'm like, only 2 days? Can we have any more? Can we have more days? But well, yeah. That's something else that I got out of my comfort zone, because I've been going to children's home, but that was kitambo a bit, when before corona, and it was now St. John, and the community service used to be in children's home. So I went to a couple, and I wasn't really on the ground like that with the kids, so I couldn't say I experienced it much, but this one, I experienced it on a body level, on a soul level, and a mind level. When I came back to Nairobi, I had a different kind of mindset when it came to that. When it came to how I see life, and when it came to how I experience kids and other people. And I'm impressed. The next time I'm given that opportunity again, I will now handle it differently and I will know how to handle it. Because something else I've also learned this whole first half, take control. And period. That's just it. Take control. If you need to, just take control. That means take control of your own life. Because like I was saying in the previous episode, you hold the pen. You are in charge of what to write on that paper. Or you are the painter. You hold the paintbrush and you are in charge of what you're going to draw. So take control of your own life. Take control of your own emotions. Take control of your own thoughts. How you're going to take control also is the fact that you have to acknowledge that this is mine, or this is me. This is how I am. Yes, this is how you are. But if it's a bad thing, what are you going to do about it? So that's the whole point about taking control. You can't take control of something you don't know exists, or you can't take control and you don't know that you're supposed to take control. So until you are aware of the fact that I can take control of this, I need to take control of this, you can take control of it. How we take control of things is very different. And also depending with the dynamics of how things are. So how you want to take control of it is fine. As long as you do not take control and it's affecting someone else, it's fine. Because I was reading a tweet that was saying, knowing your power and just having it is a different thing. It is something beautiful. But now, knowing that you have that power, embracing that power every day, and being able to use this power every day of your life, that's another thing. Now, that's what we call power. What here is power? Power is a lot of things. And for me, just power is taking control, having the freedom to be me. That's my power. It's having the freedom to be myself and be aware that this is me and I have accepted that this is me, so I can do whatever I want and I can actually do whatever I want. So for me, power comes with... No, freedom comes with power. Power comes with freedom. I think it's an equal sign thingy. They work simultaneously. So with power comes freedom. With freedom comes power. With power comes control. With control comes power. So as long as you are able to identify your power. Power here is relative. It's subjective. Whatever you decide to say is your power is for you. And that should be a question I'm going to leave for myself and whoever is listening to this. What is your power? How do you use your power? How do you acknowledge the fact that you have that power? We should start next episode with that question. Hopefully, I would have come up with a couple of answers for myself. I would have processed it properly. And yeah, we have actually reached the end of this episode. I'm not even going to pretend to you and lie at you. No, we are reaching. I still have things to say. Okay, I do still have things to say, but we agreed it's going to be a half an hour thing. At alone, you may try to go 33. Sitaki kusema bye kama bluya. So, bye. I've been your host, Lady Constance, and this has been the podcast. Said It Out Loud. Bye.